Four, eight, dead. Mobile.
What about today? You working?
Me and Miss Elise just left the restaurant getting something to eat for a late lunch. What about you?
For DOS Mobile. I'm just headed out to over to this big box store. I got to get some more big long screws to work on my front porch.
Get your banisters put up?
Not all of them. I got it started, but I ain't got that done. That's one of the reasons I'm headed over to the store. I should have done it earlier this morning, but I didn't. Got to anchor those posts at the top of the steps to get the banisters on them. That's the reason I got to go get these long screws.
You make them along pretty good then, anyway. You got all the rest of it done.
I'm right pleased with it so far. I don't have the pickets or the balusters that go into the banisters yet. I've got them ordered. They hadn't got here yet. Joy wanted a specific type, so I'm just putting the railing up right now. And then I'll have to take the top railing back off and put these things in. Not my favorite thing to do, but that's the way it works sometimes.
Sometimes that's all you can do. And what do? You deal with it, move on. Other than that, you've been busy or you've just been working on the porch today?
Kind of piddling today. I hadn't really been working on the porch, should have been, but Joy didn't get up till almost noon, and so I don't like to go outside until she gets up, and so I waited a little bit later today to get started, and so I just been sitting around the house, kind of taking it easy and trying to stay warm.
If you're going to run with the big dogs, you need to get off of the porch. That's your tip of the day in Zero TR.
New porch so you can sit back and watch the big dogs play.
Building a 8x16 foot porch on the front of the house. It had a smaller porch, you know. Joy wanted it bigger, so I'm making it bigger. That way it can put some chairs out there and sit down and watch the traffic go by. We'll sit out there and count cars or something.
Eat them collard greens and black-eyed peas. I was trying to tell Bernice what you said each one of those stands for at the first of the year as a tradition, and I wanted to hear this, Gary, so say it again. I never heard it before.
The black-eyed peas represent the change, your nickels, dimes, and quarters, and the collard greens represent the paper money that you have, and that's why that way I've always heard it.
You got her fixed right up. I'm having beef stroganoff for supper. I just come in from blowing some leaves off, and I went to the dump, and I got coveralls on, and I need to get out of here, guys. I just wanted to say good afternoon, and it's nice to hear you both. I got to get down in the basement and take these coveralls off, or else I'm going to roast. She's over there cooking, and it gets hot in here. Take care, Gary. Patrick, you go ahead and take it. Kill 4HKX in 0TR. 73s, guys.
7-3, Tom. You and Miss Bernice have a good evening, and good to hear you.
You and Miss Bernice have a great afternoon. What's left of it, that sounds good for supper. We're having pork chops, rice and gravy, and green beans, I think she said. And I've got to make another stop when I leave the big box store, and I've arrived over the mast. You and Miss Elise, be safe out there on the road. Good talking to you this afternoon. Good talking to Tom, and we'll talk to both of y'all a little bit later. Got to jump out, run in, and spend some money. 7-3, KI-4-DOS Mobile.
Gary, tell Joy, Elise, and I said hello. KO-4-HKX, clear.
Run them off, we can talk. N-4-Z-L-K.
Shane. I got just a few minutes. I'll be almost at the house.
Go off and I can talk to myself.
Yeah, well, sounds like you've been getting good at that this past week.
That I am the nicest person to talk to. I never disagree. I never argue with myself. And I'm pretty complimentary, so complimentary. Anyway, how are you, Patrick?
Like I said, just coming back from getting a late lunch or early supper, whichever way you want to look at it. And heading back to the house now.
But to the point now where I don't even like to eat when I get home because it's usually so late. I'd rather just kind of eat a bigger meal or eat lunch and be fine with that. I really don't eat a big lunch either. You see what I eat.
When I'm working, that's pretty much the same way I feel about it. When I get in, I don't really want a whole lot of anything if I do anything.
K4RM Mobile.
Fred, how are you?
Patrick, I'm doing good. Just thought I'd chime in for a bit. Hope y'all are doing well. Go ahead, Patrick.
Well, Happy New Year to you. I think it's the first time we've spoken. And doing good up here. Almost to the house, so I'll meet in just a minute more.
But,
sure if he was still talking or if he faded out there. It's probably windy up there, Patrick. I know Seth said when he left the office, it was snowing. I mean, not a lot, but just flurries. And boy, it's windy down here.
Hey, Mobile, yeah, I just got in the vehicle, and it is windy in downtown Greenville.
And it's very windy up here and cold. And yes, it is blowing some of that white stuff around up here. It's not going to amount to anything tonight, though.
Radar. About an hour ago, and even at my house, that cold front marked on the radar was pushed past my house. It's like 15 degrees colder at my house than it is here off Whitehorse Road.
And did you tell Patrick about you forgetting about meeting me the other day?
When you came on, I thought about mentioning to him, and I thought, no, maybe I'll just keep that one quiet. But here we go. Yeah, I forgot about it, Patrick. I was talking to Fred, and he was demonstrating the radios to some people, and I was telling them that I'd never met Fred personally, and I completely forgot about being up there.
You and I were up there the same day. That's been, 3 years ago now? So, old age is kicking in on you.
But it's going to catch up with you as well. Go ahead, Fred.
That was in 2022. It'll be 3 years this coming summer, I reckon. I can't remember if we were up there in the summer or the fall, but it was in 2022. So we'll give him a little bit of grace on that. Go ahead, Patrick.
He needs every bit of grace he can get. He's kind of hung on himself there a minute ago. I don't know if you heard that. He's talking to himself, so he needs all the help he can get.
That I've met myself then in person, then we got an issue. Go ahead, Fred.
I had just turned the radio on when y'all were going, made the comment about talking to yourself. So speaking of that, I do that quite often, talk to myself, and sometimes I don't answer myself. Go ahead, Patrick.
Sometimes I'm talking to myself too, but sometimes you just got to do it to get through a problem or whatever you're dealing with. But guys, this is going to be my last one, so I'm going to say 7-3. Good to talk to both of you. Both of you have a wonderful evening and stay warm out there. This is KO4HK. I'll be clear on your final. 7-3.
Nice to hear you. Hope you have a great weekend if I don't talk to you. And hello to Miss Elise and 4ZLK.
Rick, I just looked at the weather before I left the office, and I know it's going to be cold up on the mountain this weekend, so bundle up and stay warm if you can. KO4HKX, K4RM in the group. Go ahead, Shane.
To your place this weekend?
Don't have any plans to right this minute. That could always change, but I was there last weekend, so probably not.
They're talking about like 65 mile an hour gusts up on the mountain. So I don't know if that'll probably won't affect Patrick. He's down behind that hill. But it's going to be rough on the repeater tower, probably.
It stood more than that, so hopefully it holds. I've got a neighbor up there that's a ham operator, and I can get him to check on things. Of course, I can hit that repeater from my house, so I can key it up and, you know, determine if it's on the air. But I got a neighbor on further out the mountain. He's a part-timer like me, but he's a long-time ham who's just got back into the hobby, and he and I have been talking quite a bit on that repeater.
Could you hit that repeater, like, driving around Greenville area?
People, I only assume because Sassafras blocks it, you know, because Sassafras is higher than Nancy Mountain. But when you get outside of Greenville, like I'm headed towards Easley now, you can hit it, generally speaking. But right in downtown Greenville in the immediate area, no.
This radio here will do 440. I don't have a... I've just got a 2-meter antenna right now on this truck, and my radio in my personal truck when I'm headed home is only a 2-meter radio. I take this one with me on the weekends. I take it out of the truck, so I've never tried it, but I don't have a dual band radio or antenna on my personal truck either. I need to go ahead and get that fixed up, because I know I tried to hit your repeater from my house, and I'm blocked probably by Caesar's Head and that 500-foot hill that's to the northwest of me.
Well, Shane, I don't know if it's I'm in a bad spot or maybe you in a bad spot, but I heard you say that I already knew that you couldn't hit the Nancy Mountain repeater from your house, but I didn't quite get the end of that, and somebody else may have come in there. If there's another station, go ahead.
Oh, is this better? And I think that's Fred.
And the other mobile station, go ahead.
7-4-N-H. I heard, I believe the other gentleman's name is Fred. My name is also Fred here. Funny enough, I'm in the mobile right now. I'm 185 on my way back home. But Shane, I believe you did drop out, but you're coming back in pretty good now.
I hear you. And yeah, I'm actually getting ready to back into a dock, so I'm going to turn it over to Fred K4RM and make this on my last one. But both of you have a good evening. And Fred, talk to Fred. I'll talk to you later. N4ZLK.
A good one, and good to talk to you. This is K4RM Fred. Fred, I didn't get your call sign. Repeat again.
Oscar 4, November Hotel, KO4NH Mobile. Yeah, I'm just over here on 185. I'm about to pull on 385 right now. I just left work about 5 minutes ago. I've been kind of listening to the repeater. I had to stop by somewhere before I can hop into the repeater.
But I didn't get most of that. I don't know if you got dropped in a hole or if it's just the repeater or where I'm at. But I think I got your call sign, Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel, I think is correct. You can correct me on the next over, but try again. Let's see if you get back in the machine.
Hey, this is Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel. Yeah, like I said, I'm on 185, about to get on 385. Is this any better?
Still kind of choppy. I think I got most of that. I think you said you were on about to get on 385, if I understood. Is that correct? If you tried to make one, Fred, try again.
USL, that was a solid copy you had. I'm on 385 right now, but let me go ahead and say 73s. I think it might be on my end. I may have to make some adjustments to my radio. This has been KO4NH 73.
You're good on that one, so I don't know. It just may be conditions. Nice to meet you. You take care, and hope to talk to you again. KO4NNH. This is K4RM Mobile. I've been clear.
You as well. This has been KO4NNH. I believe I'm about to hit another hole. I'll be clear.